Hello guys, what's up? How's everyone doing? I hope everyone is doing well, let's say normal, but I mean normal is a new high, it may be okay, but I know it's been a very long time, and I don't know if out of two or one listener, maybe one listener that missed me or was wondering, where are the other episodes? Well, a lot, and by a lot, I don't know if a lot is an understatement, but a lot has happened since, I don't know, last I uploaded, but here we go. So I completed my bachelor's. I don't know if I should be sharing this, but who cares? So I completed bachelor's. Oh my god, it's been a long day. So I completed my bachelor's. I moved to different city. Then I came back. I came back to live with my parents. Was figuring out what to do. Now figured out that I want to do masters. I know, not a good investment, but I'm moving cities, maybe countries, and let's see how much this can break me. Well, a lot has happened, and by that I mean I am mentally dismantled, and I mean it's like deconstructive architecture. I'm like a living example of deconstructive architecture. Like, I've literally been broken. I don't know how. Obviously, by God's grace, Alhamdulillah, I have been, I don't know, I constructed myself back up. It's like, yeah, I fall down and then I get up. I know I'm just rambling, but well, it's my podcast, so it's not like I can do whatever I want, but I will do whatever I want, but you know. So yes, that happened, and then it's not at all and not at all good being jobless or being jobless voluntarily, because you know you deserve better, but then you have to start somewhere. But then it does not justify the amount of work you put in. It's like you are undermining your own skills and your own self, your own qualities. I mean it's a very, very, very dangerous rabbit hole to go down. But oh my god, what the, okay, never mind. So yep, that's been my life. But well, if I can say one thing about it, is that I'm still here. I've always been here. I'm always gonna be here. I'm always gonna stand up and be there. You cannot, I don't know, you can shake me, you cannot move me, I don't know, but I'm always gonna stand up. And I mean, I did not know I could do this. I didn't realize I could do this. I didn't know I had the strength. But, well, evidently I do. So, this is the one thing I would say, that whatever hardships you are facing, it's definitely gonna seem there is no way out. But the only way out, and the only way out in any and every situation, is through God. It's through Allah. I mean, I'm Muslim, so it's through Allah, but it's through God. God is your answer to every problem, even to your every question, everything. God is the answer. So if you think that there is no way out, your life is dull, your life is dark, grim, yeah, so maybe you are lacking God in your life somewhere. You need to reconnect with God. You need to reconnect with Allah. You need, and oh come on, the most amount of stupid anyone can be is the kind of person who does not believe in God. Atheists are literally immoral, ignorant, and arrogant people on this planet. How can you not believe in God? That is just arrogance and ignorance. Oh my God. So yes, bring God back in your life, and inshallah your life will unravel in a beautiful way, and everything will make sense, everything will fall in place, inshallah. And another thing which happened, which is, oh my God, how did I miss mentioning it? And that is the Last of Us episode. Oh, okay, not episode. The biggest good news, the biggest amazing news of this year, 2023, right? Start, yeah. It's The Last of Us. The freaking game is converted into a show. I mean, okay. Everything and everyone and every entire... Because, you know, people ruin a good thing. They tend to ruin it when... they are remaking it. I don't know how this happen. Everyone ruins everything. Take it, whatever religion, whatever, I mean, sorry, not religion, no mistake. Take it, whatever region, country, language, anything. People ruin it in second making. They literally, it's a ruin. If something is made in class, it's done. But Last of Us, the show, is so good. I'm literally doing that Italian hand sign because it's so good. Oh my God. The game was super good. It's almost after 10 years since the game released. In 2013. The game released in 2013. And the second part was in 2019 or 2020. I don't remember. It was 2019, 20, or 17. I don't know. But 13 I remembered because everyone was like, this is after like 10 years we finally get this. But bro, it is so good. Wow, I cannot wait for ever see every episode. And you know, I mean, this, not this year, okay, last year we watched Game of Thrones, right? I could not expect another great show from HBO. I was like, okay, HBO has done it, this show of the decade, this is the show of the year at the least. But damn they came with The Last of Us. Wow. They already confirmed The Last of Us 2, which is freaking awesome. And maybe my voice is a little bit you know, but get used to it. I don't know, maybe it stays, maybe not, who cares. So yep, that was about that. And since then, life has constantly been an escape from the reality to this kind of shows. I don't know, I literally need sound, any background sound to, you know, mediate my chaos in the mind or something. I don't know. But sound gives to be precise, not sound, noise, gives me some kind of, I don't know, peace, calmness. How can noise give you calmness? This is really interesting, frustrating, and amusing at the same time. I mean, how are we humans with such complex emotions surviving any of this? We are so complex, man, that, oh my God, I cannot begin to unravel my own self. And I think about others, and it's a rabbit hole. It's definitely a rabbit hole. It's a spiraling, and oh my God, I cannot save myself. I better stop talking about that. Yeah, so yeah, but I don't know, last year I was more of accepting myself, like, you know, going easy on myself. But what does that leave you? To be honest, going easy on yourself is the worst thing you can do to yourself. Literally. I mean, speaking from experience, you have to be hard on yourself. You have to. Because, I don't know, it makes you lazy. It makes you so liberated with everything that things stop making sense to you. Your priorities stop making sense to you. If you're not conscious about it, nothing makes sense. There are no priorities. You mess up things you can never go back to. Ah, that's kind of scary now, isn't it? But we have to get control on ourselves. We have to get control, regain control to our minds. And the first thing to do for that, I think, is get away from your phones. I mean, we are literally addicted to it. The phone and our hand is one system. It's one thing. It should not be like that. You have to start from keeping yourself away from the phone. Stop letting the phone control you. Phone is for your... You control the phone, not you. It should not control you. I mean, that's when you start. Then food. Oh my God. Food. I mean, you know, people say that we eat our feelings. And I was like, what a dumb thing to say. But damn, that's true. We do eat our feelings. We do not realize that. Because time by time we... Like, yeah, let's eat. Let's eat. And in reality, our body does not need that much food. It's our mind. It's definitely our mind. Constantly needing comfort. So it gets it from food, which is so messed up. And then you turn, you know, you become overweight. That invites diseases. Overweight is not a good thing. It invites diseases. If you are born healthy, if you are born, you know, not overweight, being overweight is not right. I don't know, people think that as something bad, but it is bad. You should not be overweight. Overweight is literally in the word, more than your weight. Overweight. I don't know how people can be offensive. I mean, actually, I do know. It's because you do not want to be hard on yourself. You are so fragile. And I don't know how we have come here. We become so fragile that we stopped evaluating ourselves. We stopped holding ourselves accountable. We have stopped. As a society, I think we have become too emotional, isn't it? I don't know. Okay, it's like 13 minutes. I've been speaking for 13 minutes. Damn, that's, I don't know, time flew by, literally. I did not, okay, did I, I should not be doing this. Okay, bye. Also, if you liked it, or at least if you listened to it, I mean, post a comment, follow, and some things I can know. I'm not just talking to myself. Well, even if I'm talking to myself, it's pretty good, but I don't know, it'd be nice, but it won't be, I mean, it would disappoint me if no one replied. I mean, I don't really care, but if someone did, it would be nice, or else I can just talk to myself, which I definitely need. Thank you very much.